Chapter 26. Another week went by. Sasha had been in and out, but had no luck getting Nath his own quarters. He was alone now. Standing on the balcony hundreds of feet above the streets of Narnum, he counted dragons. Dozens had become less than 10. The armed forces of Barnabas had moved on, leaving an oversized garrison of soldiers. Sasha had explained that it was all in good faith. He couldn't allow himself to believe it. The massive door to the main chamber popped open. Nath peered over his shoulder. Celine and Sasha came in side by side, wearing white and golden robes. Two men, bald, tattooed, and crimson-robed, accompanied them from behind. Their eyes were content, and they carried a smoking incense urn by the chains.
"Are you ready, Nath Dragon?"
Celine said, pushing up the sleeves of her robe. She had black scales on every exposed part but her head. She waited for his reply and said,
"It won't take long."
Sasha glided over and locked her arms around his.
"You need to do this, Nath. I can't stand to see you in pain any longer. Come."
With hesitation and a little stooped over, Nath sauntered to the table, grimacing. The shard inside him used to feel like little more than a pinprick. Now it felt like a hot nail digging deeper and deeper.
"Lie down on the table,"
Celine said, touching his shoulders. Nath stayed her with his hand and said,
"Easy now."
The last few days he had been more open to conversations. Celine and Sasha talked, and Nath listened. He spoke more, asked questions, but didn't delve too deeply. Against his will, Celine fascinated him. She was radiant, dark, exotic. Her voice could be soothing like a warm bath, or piercing like a knife. He wanted to figure her out without appearing to be interested. He got up on the grand table and lay flat on his back.
"I'll need to restrain you,"
Celine said.
"The extraction will be painful."
Nath propped himself up on his elbows and said,
I don't think so."
"Nath,"
Sasha said, coming to his aid,
"nothing will happen to you, I promise. Let's get this thing out of you. I can cast a spell and relax you if you like."
I don't need to be shackled,"
he growled.
"I'm no mere mortal. I can take the pain."
He lay down on his back, clenched his fist, and closed his eyes.
"Do it before I change my mind."
He could feel their tension, hear the rustle of their robes, smell their soft breath. If there was a whisk of a knife, he'd know it, or another presence in the room. But his chest rose up and glided down, easy. The scent of Sasha's perfume eased him. He had to trust someone, and Sasha had always been an excellent confidant. He felt her warm hand on his head and heard her whisper,
"I'm here, Nath."
His breathing eased even more. The acolytes began to chant. A bright light flared. Celine placed her hands over his ribs.
"Be steady,"
she said, and began her own chanting. Her hands turned hot. He felt a fiery spade in his side, his jaws clenched. Every muscle tightened. An anguished moan came from his mouth.
"Be strong, Nath. Be strong,"
Sasha said. The incantation became louder, the pain excruciating.
"Hold on, Nath, hold on,"
Sasha said. Deeper and deeper, Celine's powers dug through muscle, bone, and flesh. Nath shuddered. His forehead beaded in sweat.
"Be still,"
he told himself.
"Be still."
A hot poker plunged inside him and ripped something out. A burst of fire exploded in his head. He lurched into a sitting position, golden eyes wide with horror. Celine stood away from the table, hand aglow, holding a bloody fragment of steel in her hand. The splinter he believed was inside him was no splinter at all. It had branched out with jagged talons as big as his fingers. Blood dripped from it onto the floor.
That thing was in me?
Celine nodded. Nath glanced at the oozing hole in his side.
It will heal up,
Celine said. Nath's head became light and woozy. He collapsed head first on the table.
You are well now,
Sasha said, seated at the grand table. It was just the two of them. It had been over a week since Celine extracted the shard from Nath's body.
I am,
Nath said, smiling.
And I'm almost ashamed to admit that I'm better off for it. The poison barb took a toll on me, it seems, but now my head is clear, my stiff scales have loosened.
He glanced around.
But don't tell you-know-who about it.
Sasha giggled.
You know I won't. I'm as much a prisoner here as you are.
But you can leave,
Nath said. He adjusted the robes he wore, well-knitted sleeves garb with intricate designs.
It looks great on you,
Sasha said.
Fitting for a prince. A dragon prince, that is.
It's not bad, he said.
Well, you'll want to look your best among the people. They've been talking about you, you know,
she said.
About what?
They see you standing on the balcony. They know who you are. Nath Dragon, the legend. Your presence here has brought peace to the city. To the world.
He liked the sound of that, but it couldn't possibly be true.
I haven't done anything,
he said, heading for the balcony.
Exactly.
Sasha said, eyes trailing after him.
The truce. The agreement. You kept your word. Celine kept hers. Officers and soldiers returned home. You are the peacemaker. They credit you with that.
It makes no sense,
he said. Beneath him, the Narnim he had known had become revitalized. Windows were open, doors unlocked. Colored banners and flowers were in ample display. The sweet aroma of seasoned meats and delicious sweets filled his nose. Heads were lifted and fingers pointed at him. Many of them waved. He made the slightest gesture. An exciting clamor rose.
What are they doing?
He said to Sasha, who had slipped over to stand by his side. She peeked over the balcony, holding her ear, and said with a smile,
cheering.
He could hear them. He watched more gather. It was a far cry from the days when they had called him a demon. Now they chanted his name like a hero.
Nah.
He rose his arms up high in the air. The cries of the citizens exploded. His dragon heart swelled. Sasha wrapped her arm around his and leaned her head on his shoulder. He liked it. All of it. Later that week, there was a soft knock at the door of Nath's new quarters.
Come in,
he said, setting down his comb and closing the doors to the mirror.
Nath,
Sasha said, slipping inside and closing the door behind her. Her pretty smile was upside down.
It's time for me to go now.
What?
He said, clasping her hands, heart racing.
How come? Why now?
She dangled her amulet in front of his eyes and said,
I need to return to Bezok. You didn't forget about him, did you?
No, of course not.
His blood went cold. He felt ashamed he'd become so fond of Sasha that he'd lost himself. He released her hands.
He misses you, certainly. I just hate to see you go. How long will it be?
A month, maybe two.
She said, taking him by the hand and leading him over to the sofa and sitting them both down.
I think Celine is getting a little jealous of me and you. I don't think she understands what friendship is. I feel sorry for her.
Don't,
Nath said, shaking his head.
She is still our enemy, and the truce won't last forever. I don't think she can hold her forces back another year. She's temperamental.
Sasha giggled.
And you aren't?
No, thanks to you, I'm not.
He grabbed her and tickled her. She erupted in laughter.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it!
She squealed.
Oh, all right.
He pulled her up from the bed.
I can't have your thrashings messing my hair up.
I'm glad you're back to your old self again,
she said. She stood up, leaned over, and kissed him on the cheek.
I'll miss you.
She made a bead for the door.
Sasha!
He cried.
You're leaving now? Just like that?
She popped open the door, looked back into his eyes, and said,
I must, Nath. It's hard enough to leave as it is.
But,
he said, trying to object, but the door clanked shut, and he was all alone. He plopped back down with 100 emotions coursing through him.
Sultans of sulfur.